This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is set to resume the Electoral College proceedings after the Capitol is cleared of pro-Trump protesters and is considered safe for use. Pelosi said she made the decision Wednesday in consultation with the Pentagon, the Justice Department, and Vice President Mike Pence, who will preside. One woman was shot and killed when hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol, forcing lawmakers to be rushed from the building and interrupting challenges to Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. President Trump had stirred up the protesters at an earlier rally at the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them and urging them to go home. Washington's mayor declared a 6 p.m. curfew, and police in riot gear have been moving demonstrators out of and away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 1.44% and the S&P up by 0.57%. The NASDAQ dropped by 0.61%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. World leaders are expressing shock at the storming of the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
It was a scene that would have been previously unimaginable. Followers of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday, disrupting the work of Congress to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory and causing lawmakers to seek shelter. World leaders reacted with shock and horror. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Disgraceful scenes in U.S. Congress." German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas tweeted, "Contempt for democratic institutions has disastrous effects." Former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt tweeted, "This is insurrection, nothing less." I'm Mike Gracia.
Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Although votes are still being counted, journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than 0.5%, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip from red to blue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. Wednesday's decision came against a background of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. Hospitals in California are so swamped that drastic measures are being taken as the state sees at least 24 more cases of a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
California is ordering hospitals to accept patients from other facilities that don't have room to treat people with COVID, and for those where ICU capacity is bottoming out, to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries so they have enough beds. In San Diego County, health officials say they identified 24 new cases of the UK strain, with another 4 suspected, and people who don't seem to have traveled, and it's likely elsewhere in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.